Hey everybody, it's episode, what episode is this, 22? 23? I don't know what episode it is, but it's an episode. And I've got Cooper and Eric here. Eric's making a logo and Cooper is being Jerry Seinfeld.
I just don't understand. What's the deal with airline food?
Understandable.
I don't get it.
What episode is it? Last episode was 22. Oh, it's 23. I was way off. Hey, welcome to episode 23. Okay, topics. So, first off, I wanted to, streaming progress. Eric, you got your date of birth changed, and you got $3.
I'm cool.
Okay, good input.
Wait, what the fuck?
Same.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Cooper, YouTube, are you going to do it or not?
Probably not.
Okay.
Because I'm like tired all the time.
Understandable.
I streamed the other day like as like a joke.
Oh. Did it work?
No.
Okay.
It was really bad. It was like 5 FPS and like, it's just, me too.
What you need is an editor. I'm telling you.
Yeah, that's what I do need, but I don't have one and I won't ever have one.
Honestly, I would do it if you really wanted, because I like doing
gotcha.
It.
Gotcha.
Aw, thanks, Bay.
Gotcha. Okay. Don't even sweat it, homie.
I don't
know what the fuck I'm doing, but I gotcha.
I'd consider it then. Because I do have, like, two decent views just sitting on my desktop.
That's a vibe. Because, like, you know, I don't do anything, so might as well. And I like editing.
Fair enough.
But
yeah, I was streaming my, I was doing a Minecraft speedrun. I was doing a wool percent, which is just getting all 16 colors of wool unseated. Uh-huh. And at first I thought it wasn't real. I thought I had made it up, right? But it's apparently real. And the world record is like 3 minutes, dude.
That's insane.
Do you want to know how long my first run was?
How long?
35:11.
Wow. How is 3 minutes even possible? You'd have to, like, because, like, lapis and stuff, you'd have to be so lucky.
No, you can get flowers.
Oh.
The hardest that I've found is brown and green. Because you either need cactus and cocoa beans, just need to get a lucky brown sheep spawn. And that was the one thing holding me back. I spent like 10 minutes just looking for a brown sheep. So
that would be mental.
You basically have to spawn next to a flower plains and a desert. And
what are you playing, Quentin?
So it's just luck. I'm not playing anything. What do you mean?
The UCAS and the CAS. Oh, that's the fucking
that's
map.
Shadowrun. Yeah.
Are we doing Shadowrun?
I'd like to. I don't know. So this was one of my topics, actually, switching over to it. I am currently writing up a new Shadowrun story and stuff, so.
Huh. Bog.
If we ever want to do that.
What do you guys think of that logo I just sent him?
Where is my phone? Oh, I just got emailed by the UCM president. That is interesting.
I don't know. I don't know what to feel.
It's, I don't know. I don't think the crosshair fits with the galaxy.
Okay, good to know, good to know.
Anyway, back to this thing. I wrote down progress with signing up for classes, but does anyone really even know? Like,
dude, I have no fucking clue.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
I do, actually.
You do?
For school in like a week?
Mm-hmm.
Less than a week?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know my classes.
Okay.
I don't know
I mean,
when second block
I
starts.
I know them, but...
What time does second block start?
Let's see.
9.
Yeah, 9.
All right, because that's when I need to be in school, because I don't have a first block.
Understandable.
But,
how?
So basically, I need to find it, because I don't know off the top of my head.
How do you not have a first block?
Work study.
Oh, yeah. So did you have to email them about that? What's the fucking deal?
I just signed up for it, and then you have to, like, talk to your counselor about it. I don't... Something like that.
Yeah.
I have a picture of my schedule, but I can't find it because I'm, like, kind of stupid.
Understandable.
Well, they closed down all the access that we have.
Yeah. Oh, here we go. You can call in. And
yeah, that's what I had to do. I did that last week.
Red day, red one, I have work study. Red two, I have business technology. Red three, I have computer science. Red four, I have speech one. And white day, white one, I have work study. White two, I have honors comp. White three, I have honors math. And white four, I have honors history.
Okay.
So yeah. You guys just called in?
Yeah. So what I did is I called in and then Mr. like took me through everything. So
yeah, same.
I think I got like, obviously I'm going to be only there first block for band. And then I have honors comp and I just completely blanked. I literally knew all of them by heart. And then French 2, and then something else, and then like entrepreneurship, and then like, oh, the last one on Red Day was that that online one, that coding, introduction to coding.
Nice.
And then entrepreneurship, graphic design, something else, and something else. I don't know. The stuff on white days were all throwaways because there was literally nothing I could take, really.
So. Oh, all my hard classes are on white days.
Yeah,
and all my throwaways are on...
I mean, like, not throwaways, like, just random garbage that I don't want to take because it was literally that or take math and science, and I don't need to, so I will not. That's how it be. All right. All right. I know we've hit on this, like, constantly, like we talk about it all the time, like nighttime and driving and stuff, but like seriously, I was driving home last night at like 10 p.m and it's honestly like the most incredible experience you can have in your life, like the dark and it's like cool coming through the windows and like the sounds and maybe a little music and like the lights and there's nobody out. Oh, it's just so incredible. Honestly, the best thing in the world.
It definitely is like ethereal. So I was like distracted because my dog does this thing where he like lays against the outside of my door and he starts like chewing his hands or whatever. And he like, it sounds like he's knocking on the door because it's yeah. Like, I don't know, dude.
Yeah, he's got bad. A hunger.
A hunger for the
hunger
flesh.
only hands can satisfy.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, no, driving at night, like on the way back from work and stuff, definitely like an ethereal just experience.
Literally though. It's so amazing. Okay. Next up we have so how about that weather?
Ah, wonderful weather we're having.
It actually, I mean, I don't like it, yeah. But it's good, I guess.
It's been actually pretty, like,
I mean, it's been, like,
hot.
59 at night, and that's kind of good, I guess. I don't like it, but...
Oh, I fucking love it.
I'd rather it be, like, 30, but, you know, that's just me. Which brings me on to the topic of, where would be your top place to live?
Pacific Northwest.
Pacific Northwest. Okay, yeah,
so, I Oregon, get that. Washington... Northern California, maybe.
I definitely get that. That's probably my number two.
Yeah, your number one's the Great Lakes.
Yes,
we all know.
Marquette, specifically. Because if you go anywhere south of that, it just starts getting hot and horrible.
Oh, and there's like mosquitoes and
yeah.
stuff.
But Marquette is cold always, and it's the best place on earth. And then probably my second is Seattle. Because Seattle is nice.
Yeah.
Seattle or Spokane.
I like it more for just like the environment and the weather, not necessarily.
Yeah, exactly.
My two are so fucking different.
let me guess. Here, let me guess. Somewhere like south and warm and like New York or something.
Florida.
No, not that south and warm. North Carolina.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Specifically right on the ocean. And then also Montana up by the Canadian border.
Okay. Oh, I was pretty off.
You could be close to me.
Hey.
Either whichever one I go to. They're both way up there.
Yeah, I was actually looking at Oregon State, and it actually looks pretty cool, so I might go and tour it someday.
Yeah, so that'd be interesting. Yeah, I have two that are kind of in the Olympia, Tacoma, Seattle area, so that'd be kind of interesting.
Yeah, I've barely looked at stuff. I just...
Yeah, fair enough. Okay. So the last one I have from my stuff was senior year stuff, but there's not really anything to talk about there. So,
yeah, let's social distance, but woo! Epic.
Yeah. I signed up for a giveaway to get like sweet recording stuff. But I do that like Pog. All the time, so that's not new.
Yeah, I used to do that with CSGO knives, and I eventually won. So
yeah, you did. So it's not.
And then I lost it all.
Yeah, my
not
fault.
Because I gambled. It's fine. I mean, it's not like I bought it and lost it.
Yeah,
it's like someone gave me a birthday present, and I like misplaced it.
I still think about that. It was so dumb.
Sometimes, yeah, me too. And I'm like, dang. But I can't even play CS anymore. I tried to play last night, and I had 990 ping, so...
Homie, you good?
No, it was painful. It just made me mad, so I just stopped playing.
That's a vibe. Alright, anyone else? I ran out of my topics.
I've been in a really, like, mood to play Paper Magic recently.
Oh, that's kind of cool. Paper Magic.
Because I just bought $200 worth of cards, or even more.
That's a lot.
What'd you guys think of that one? On that
one's
decal?
Better. You're getting there.
I bought someone's whole collection, so I probably got
literally
probably 2,000 cards.
That's insane.
I don't know if the value equals 200, but just the sheer like bulk is probably like it's good.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I've just been in the mood to play.
I did that.
I only know like one person who plays, and I don't know.
That's kind of how I'm feeling about Shadowrun right now.
Yeah, I mean, like just nothing. Like I like the concept, like neo, like cyberpunk neo noir type thing.
Yeah.
But I don't really like the system that much.
Fair enough, I guess.
Because it's just, yeah, it's just not my cup of tea.
Discussion time. What do you not like about it? Here we go.
Well, I mean, I can. I am kind of like old person type beat in the way that like I learned D&D first, and it just feels like that's how it should be. And I'm like, don't really want to learn because I'm like old and like senile, but. I think it just it's like super in depth, which kind of scares me, because I feel like you have to have a lot of knowledge.
Yeah, that's kind of true, I guess. It's you definitely have to know a lot of, well, you have to know a lot of base stuff. Like you have to know how the Matrix works, and that's definitely the most intimidating part of it. The Matrix is just insane, but like. I don't know. I feel like once you get the like basics down, you pretty much can figure it out. Although I don't know, that's just because I like read into the lore a lot. So
yeah, I mean, I don't know. Maybe I should try it. But D&D came out with a new book.
Yeah,
based off of Greek mythology.
Have you like looked at it at all?
I saw a few videos reviewing it, but it looks really, really good. It's the Mythic Odysseus of Theros. It's actually based off of a Magic the Gathering set.
Or is it, wait, this? Arcadia?
No. The Mythic Odysseus of
that's
Theros.
That's just someone's Kickstarter. Yeah, okay, gotcha.
All right. How about this, boys? What you think?
That's pretty good. I think if you made the head a little bit larger, that would be pretty good.
Yeah.
And maybe if you made the crosshair slightly thicker.
I don't know how to. I want to.
Hmm.
Oh, I know how to.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah, basically.
Odysseus of Theros. Mythic Odysseus of Theros PDF. Oh, this Google Doc won't load. Hmm. Huh, why won't this load? I mean, I've got it right here. Okay. Oh, wait, that's a guide. Okay, never mind.
Yeah, there's this one PDF that like someone made like 3 years ago.
No, this one's current, but yeah.
All right. Tell me about this, boys.
404 not found. Let's see. It's good. Maybe a little bit bigger. Maybe.
What? It needs what? The bigger? Head. Okay.
It needs some pizzazz. Yeah. I don't know.
What do you think I could add to give it pizzazz?
I don't know.
You could.
I don't know. I feel like, personally, this is just like my opinion. Like the red doesn't really like resonate with me.
Okay.
I feel like.
What do you think would be a better color?
Let me get a this is RGB color picker. So I was thinking more orangish, like this. I'll put the hex in the chat, which actually that isn't orange, but
what chat did you put it in?
Recording boys. Because if you're still trying to keep it red, I feel like that'd be a better shade.
Well, I'm trying to keep it kind of similar. So my thing is 1776. So I'm trying to like kind of keep it.
Okay. Just have like the entire like Constitution, like the words like in the background.
Say,
that's not the Constitution.
Wait, what?
Communism is when the government does stuff.
Understandable. Oh, okay, we need more stuff. Uh-oh. We always run out so fast.
All right. Let's take a break here, right?
Okay. Hey, welcome back. We're here to talk about something. Esports and stuff, I guess. Great.
That was a great intro. Yeah, so we're just going to talk on the second part of the podcast. I'm going to be leaving in a little bit. But we're going to be talking about esports and all the stuff that goes into that, and then possible stuff that we're going to be doing for that, because I know we had like talked about making a gaming team type beat.
Yeah. That'd be hard but feasible.
I mean, kind of hard but
moderately difficult.
How many people do you know would be like genuinely interested?
A good 15.
Because personally, the people that I would actually talk to that, you know, could, like, feasibly could, would probably be more around, like, also that are from Warrensburg would be more like two.
Then my limit goes to two.
I mean, I guess we don't have to be from Warrensburg, right?
Well, I'm saying, like, I know people that would do, like Indie Gaming League did a tournament for Rocket League.
Yeah,
and
I would just do, like, scrimmages and stuff, just, like, chill.
I know a group of people. About 15 people that signed up for it, and we're all friends and shit.
Yeah, I mean, I guess what could be a cool thing is it doesn't have to be school affiliated, but like one team could be school affiliated, right? I don't know.
I'm hoping to get onto the UCM esports team.
Yeah, I saw a poster for that, but
more or less, what I'm trying to do is get affiliated with the Kansas City esports team. The Pioneers for Rocket League, but I'm not good enough.
Yeah, I'm not anywhere near good enough at any game.
Yeah, see, the thing is, like, most, like, not, like, most people, like, aren't, like, insanely good. And if they are, it's only at one game, which is fine. But, like, I think that would be better for, like, a more chill environment. Like, we could do, like, a Bed Wars tournament. I think that would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, especially in my Discord and stuff with, like, my streams, I like to do a lot of tournaments.
Oh, yeah, I mean, you have the greatest outreach with probably your streams if you want to organize something.
So what I'm actually planning on to do is once I hit affiliate, which is hopefully coming up in the next month, because I am 7 followers away and an average of 0.5 away.
All right.
I'm going to be doing a massive Rocket League tournament and streaming it. And I don't know what I'm going to do for prize or anything yet, but I know a lot of the people that follow me are like genuinely excited for this tournament. Also, I have a really bad tan line on my leg.
Nice. I was looking at the UCM and there's 12 scholarship positions for League of Legends, 7 for Rocket League.
Wait, they have Rocket League on there? Really?
Yeah, they have Rocket League, League, and Overwatch. That's it. Hmm. Sadly, no CS. Nobody likes CS. Even though I think it's like number 2 or number 3.
RIP.
Most popular esports. Yeah, it's literally number 2. It goes League, CS, Fortnite, Dota, Hearthstone, COD, Overwatch, R6.
I wish CS would just die already. Unpopular.
No! God, I like it.
That's okay. The problem with esports games. They last forever. I can't.
That's like real sports, you know?
Hey, are you okay?
No. I have
like
to.
Real sports
I
lasts
have to
forever.
Play a new game every month.
Well, yeah.
Or less.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be. I mean, yeah, understandable. Like, I still come back to CS every once in a while, but not as much as I used to when I first got into it.
I don't know, man. Like, my ADD kicks in, and I just can't stick with the same game for, like, more than a day. That's why I have, nice. Like, 300. It's a problem.
Okay. Yeah, I think having a tournament would be cool.
Yeah.
And I don't know, like, organizing it would be probably annoying.
I could do it. I have a lot of free time.
Word. Okay.
Bird.
Well, just let me know what you plan on doing, because I'd do any game.
Yeah, I'd be interested.
Well, I'll probably kind of make it more of like I could do like I could do like a Discord, and we could have a bunch of different games, and then we could organize teams for those individual games and sign up for tourneys designated by games.
Thinking.
So if you'll make a logo for it, we need to come up with a name.
Like, the only thing I was thinking is just like getting enough people. Because usually games, you need like what? Like, for Rocket League, don't they have like duos? But like for most other games, you need like 5 per team or 4.
Rocket League is competitive. You need about 5 people on a team.
Yeah. CS is 5.
Because you
6.
Need a captain, 3 players, and a stand in.
Oh.
Wacky.
I guess that would make CS 6 and Overwatch 7.
Oh, homie, I'm good. Oh, I'm good. Okay, someone on the UCMT is a fucking gold. I am good. I can make that team. Oh, fuck. Y'all, we good. I'm even sweating it.
Okay.
Nice. But yeah, I think it would be cool. I think the only problem is, like, with accessibility, like, you'd have to, like, do, like, console and PC, which would also, like, stretch the player base somewhat. And you'd have to do, like, only the popular games, so things like Rocket League, CS, Minecraft, competitive Minecraft, Overwatch. But like, I think a friendly Bed Wars tournament would slap.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That'd be interesting. I'd be interested to see. I don't know. What would I like? Forza.
What is that even competitive?
I mean, it could be. We could make it.
I don't know.
What? Come on. You just race each other. It'd be fun. Fun for me.
Yeah, until
call
next
an
month.
Ambulance. Call
yeah,
an ambulance.
That's true.
But not for me.
It would be fun for me for like 5 hours, and then I'd be like, wow, I need to do something else.
Dude, oh my god, I'm so dumb. I played the entire Halo 3 ODST campaign, and I wasn't even fucking streaming.
Yo.
I played the whole campaign in one sitting, and I wasn't even streaming.
Yo.
I am retarded.
Okay, but like, actually, now that I've like started streaming, I feel like I have to like reserve certain games to play off stream, because otherwise I'm like, oh, I can't be playing this. I should be doing this on stream. It's weird, you know?
I can't relate.
Okay, well, it's a thing for me, at least. It's
because someone has bad internet.
Yeah, you know, I hate it. I actually hate it so much, honestly. Last night, I, like, almost, like, literally just, like, punched the shit out of my monitor. Not almost, but I was thinking about it. I was like, what if? Like, what's the point? I can't even, like, all I can do is talk in Discord. I can't even play Minecraft, dude. I can't even play Magic, dude. Nothing was fucking loading, and I genuinely just wanted to kill myself right then and there, you know?
Okay.
Yeah, it can be frustrating sometimes.
Yeah. I get that. I used to have bad internet.
Yeah, there's like no way it can get better. Like, it's just not possible. Yeah. Which is
well,
not good.
I mean, there is. It's just not likely.
Hold on, guys.
No, there isn't.
Guys, one
there
of the.
Is. It's just really not likely.
Well, no, what? No. There
wait.
Isn't.
Wait, what?
Yeah, like what satellite uplink or like Google Fiber or something. They could move out there. It's just not going to happen in a long time.
Oh, yeah, they could.
I like, mean, really, maybe. They could, but like...
Yeah, within the next year?
Yeah, I mean, it's plausible. It's just not...
No, it's not.
It is. It's possible. It's just not plausible. There we go.
No, you're capping.
Nah.
Do be like that, though. So one of the League of Legends team members on the UCM team, his fucking username is IP Slow.
IP Slow.
What? Oh. Oh, I thought it was gonna be like IP, like you know, like
oh.
Internet.
Yeah, no, like he pees, like
yeah.
He pees.
Yeah, no, I like, get like, it, I like, get it. No, like you know, I get it. I get it. Yeah, I get
but it's
it.
Like
I get
slow,
it. Yeah.
So it's like
yeah. So I was thinking like double meaning, like internet and.
Are you okay?
No. It'd be like that. Y'all ever just...
Bruh.
Fuck is
right. Oh, speaking of like Halo, you mentioned it like 3 minutes ago. But
yeah,
I played through the I got the Master Chief Collection. I want to play all the campaigns, and I'm doing
that's
them in
what
order,
I'm
so...
I'm doing it on stream too, bud.
I was doing them in order, so I started with Reach, which is like my favorite. And then I'm playing CE right now, and I hate it. I hate it. I actually hate it. I don't want to play.
What skill you putting it on?
Regular. It's not like it's hard, right? I'm not like, I keep dying. It's just like, I just don't like it. I just don't like how you can just get lost.
You gotta play the whole thing on Legendary.
I don't like how you can just get lost. I don't like the level
You gotta
design.
Play the whole thing on Legendary.
Ew.
I'll probably go back.
Because I played a one mission on Legendary, and it was hard. It took a long time. It took 5 hours, actually. Me and Chase were doing it. We were switching on deaths. And we were up till like 5 a.m.
Dude, it took you 5 for one fucking mission?
Hey, I was watching your stream. You're acting like you're better, okay?
I beat the entire fucking Halo 3 ODST campaign on Legendary in 5 hours. The fuck you
you're
talking
capping.
About? It took
you're
you
capping.
One mission. I'm not. I'm really fucking not. I will fucking do it again. I will put a fucking timer on my screen and I will do it in 5 hours.
Okay, maybe I'm just, maybe, you know? Maybe I'm bad. I don't know.
I'm sorry I got really aggressive there. That was... I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You didn't deserve that.
Yeah, whatever. You're all piss.
I pee slow. Fuck, dude. Wait,
I really just
so... Cooper, are you doing the online or are you going back to school?
No, I'm going back.
Homie, yes.
Ew.
I couldn't really take anything online, so.
You could've.
No.
Yes.
No, I couldn't have.
Yes,
God,
have.
No. What? What class? That's what I thought.
Computer programming.
I'm not taking that class. I'm taking computer science.
Wait, you told me you were.
You fucking liar. You fucking liar.
Let me find the picture. Maybe I'm capping.
You're a fucking liar.
Computer science.
You're just disappointing both of us now.
Well, I don't... What is the other class?
I don't know. All of them.
What?
I just don't want to be alone.
That's like a huge mood. You're not even coming to school.
Exactly.
So even if it was.
But at least I'd have someone I could be like, hey, how is that online?
Okay,
like,
what block is it? What block is it?
Like fourth, I think.
I could do it. I could. Because I'm taking speech, which I don't need to take at all.
Dude, I am so excited to not take any classes I take seriously this year.
Yeah, me too.
But yeah, I thought I was signing up for the one that like you guys were signing up for, but I guess not.
I'm pretty sure I fucking signed up for both.
I don't think I had the option.
On the first day of school, let's just see what happens, because I know you can still change your schedule.
You can change your schedule that first week, yeah.
Yeah.
So I'll just make sure I'm not in a class that's too hard.
Yeah.
Because I'm probably going to graduate a semester, so I don't have to fucking deal with it.
I know a lot of people who like do that. I just don't know what I would do with my life.
Yeah.
So like, work.
You.
Yeah, but I feel like school is sometimes low key fun, and like it's the last time I'm ever gonna be in high school, so I don't want to like miss out.
It'll really depend on what's going on with the whole coronavirus shit. Because if we're still doing like that, like online learning bullshit.
Yeah, fair enough.
Like I'm already at home. Like.
I'd rather do online and just get, like, free stuff.
It's free real estate.
Yeah, basically.
The kid with two monitors? I am God now.
Okay.
Yeah. It's the thing where you can't leave the window.
Huh?
What?
But you have to...
What?
Let's not start this joke again, please.
Wait, I'm confused. No, genuinely, I'm confused. What are you talking about?
So, like, you know the things where it's like you're taking a test, you can't leave the window?
Oh, like you can't tab out.
No.
Yeah.
What? That's a thing?
Yeah.
Hmm.
The kid with two monitors really be winning that.
Oh, haha, I win. Or you just have a phone.
You have a phone. You have a phone.
Like, it's not that hard. Your phone is not connected to your computer.
You damn phone! You know, I'm not good enough. I gotta be better than everyone else.
Well, I mean, everyone has a phone.
Are you projecting right now?
No, you're projecting.
Projectile vomiting.
Abhorrent.
It's a good time. We're having a good time, everyone. Can you tell?
Dumb one.
Yeah, I can tell.
Okay, good.
Thanks for asking.
Ooh, Grief Helm just came out.
What?
Grief Helm. Here, I'll send you a link. It's actually really cool. It's like Nidhogg, but better. Like, way better. Like,
whoa!
I don't think you could say that word, homie.
Oh.
Dude, your brain's in like a different time zone right now. It took like a whole...
Help.
Dude, are you okay?
No! Hold on, I need to go online to... I need to...
I don't... Should we call somebody?
Grief Helm.
Cooper.
Mom.
Cooper, should we call somebody?
Grief Helm, Grief Helm, Grief Helm, Grief Helm. Okay, there it is.
Wonderful weather we're having.
Yeah, I posted the link to Grief Helm.
Who?
It's in recording, boys.
I'm watching the video.
Okay.
Oh, the video is lagging. $17.99, that's a lot of dollars.
I mean, for something that literally just came out like 2 hours ago, that's not that much.
The video keeps pausing because my internet's really like, it's literally that bad.
Just click on the link and then look at the pictures.
No.
That's really loud.
Well, turn it down.
Turn down the volume. Where's the volume button, Sunny?
Huh?
Yeah, it looks cool, I guess.
My bots are inept. I don't know. I've just got a bunch of stuff on my Steam wish list right now, like so much.
Like,
like
you know that that trailer looked really cool, and then I'm watching the developer broadcast the play, And who, man, that is.
Never watch the developer broadcasts. They just kill everything. Never watch developer broadcasts. They're horrible.
Okay, well, I am so nerd. Oh, I mean, it actually looks like pretty similar.
Nerd. Get wrecked, idiot.
Okay. Y'all are just...
No.
Okay, just making sure. This is a good week.
No.
it's not.
It's a good week for me.
Not for me.
Okay.
That's been so busy.
When isn't a good week for me, though? Well, I can think of a couple, but... I probably shouldn't do that. That's going to make a really weird noise.
Yeah, you were just kind of like... I thought you were, like, slapping yourself.
No, it was my earbud case.
Boom, 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 boom.
Not sure which one I like better.
What do you mean?
I'm helping someone else make another make a logo for their account now. I honestly think that I'm just about to make money doing this. Just make logos all day.
Just freelance.
Yeah. What's that one site?
Fiverr.
No.
Oh.
Yeah. No.
I don't know. Whatever that one is.
Fiverr.
No.
Angie's List.
No. Hold on, let me art for hire. Etsy. No. Hire an artist? People per hour? Upwork?
Fiverr.
I don't know. Yeah. I've never heard of Fiverr, but sure.
How have you never heard of Fiverr?
I don't know.
The funny YouTubes do.
Really? Okay, then I've heard of Fiverr. I just don't pay attention, okay? I'm not good at it.
I don't like it.
I don't like to pay attention.
Chase the enemy. I'm
chase
the greatest.
The enemy. I'm the greatest. No, I'm the greatest. The enemy is everywhere. Wait, was that
good
one of
game?
My... Good game. Yes. Yes. No. You're wrong. Nobody understands what that's from. and I'm not going to explain it.
For the Emperor. No? Okay.
No.
Is that Warhammer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How did I know that?
Because Warhammer is good.
Probably.
It is.
I don't believe you.
Okay.
I feel like a vending machine. I feel like a vending machine. Like, I can only say, like, 10, like, phrases.
Yeah. It's kind of true sometimes.
No. I don't believe you.
Okay. You do you, boo.
Okay. No.
All right. I'm going to have to cut out so much silence from this episode. Like, you, for the last two, I've had to cut out so much, and it's going to be even more for this one. Like, I don't think people understand. Like, when I put the episodes out, they're, like, fluid, and there's no, like, silence in between. And that's because I cut out so much. Like,
yeah, it's because we're, like, slow as
fuck. It takes me, like, 4 hours to edit a, like, not even an hour podcast.
You should... Could you teach me how to do that?
I mean, I guess. It's not very difficult. You just pause and then delete it.
Okay, but I'm kind of retarded, so...
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know if you expected me to disagree with you, because I do not.
Yeah.
Disagree with what?
I don't believe you.
I see what he's doing. I see what's happening, yeah.
What?
You're face to face with greatness.
Grandpa!
You don't even know how you feel. It's adorable!
What's happening?
Is that Maui? Why? I don't. Is this even real?
Like, no.
This is all dreamland.
It's like the kid with the journal.
What?
You know what I'm talking about.
Anne Frank.
And then there's Linus. No. The blonde kid. Shark Boy and Lava Girl.
Linus. That's the Peanuts.
No, Linus is the bad guy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And he's like the weird robot dude, and it's
No, that's
whatever his name is. Lopez. Something, yes. Lopez. Andrew, no, Lopez.
No, it's not fucking Andrew.
Lopez.
George.
George Lopez, yeah. Uh-huh.
He plays three characters in that movie.
Yeah.
He played...
Dude, fucking, are you okay?
No.
Dream. I don't think we're doing the same thing.
When I bought a dream.
No, we definitely are.
Dream.
Ah, this was a classic back in my day.
Of dream.
I had this one on vinyl.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Oh, it's the Everly Brothers. Hold on. The Everly Brothers.
I don't believe you.
Who? I mean, I'm going to have to cut this out because it's copyrighted, but I don't care. Yeah, for reference of how much silence I cut out of an episode on average, the episode where it was just me and Eric, it was like a minute and 30.
God, I can only imagine.
It was like a minute and 30 out long, and I cut out about half an hour of silence from that. I'm not even kidding.
It was a minute and a half long, but you cut out half an hour? That doesn't make any sense. Yeah.
What do you mean it doesn't make sense?
Never mind. It was a joke, but like it's never mind. God, I hate it here.
What? I'm confused. So it ended up being, let me look at the thing. It ended up being a minute and 6 minutes.
I don't believe you.
And the original stuff.
It was like an hour and 40 something minutes.
Exactly. Long. It was insane. I cut out so much. And it wasn't even really that there were like lulls in the conversation. It was just like we paused a long time to think about what we were about to say. You know? Okay. This is going to be the weirdest episode. Hope you enjoyed episode 23. Remember to rate us on iTunes and whatever else, because it really helps us get up in the charts. Also,
thanks for watching.
Send in your questions to just about anythingnetwork@gmail.com, or visit our website. And there's a question thing, like a submission form on there. Also check out like our stuff on our social medias, just about everything network on Twitter and Instagram. And we have our personal Twitters and Instagrams. They're linked on the website, which you can get to through the social medias or through the website, which is just about everythingnetwork.com/Wix site or something like that. Remember to support us on Patreon. Every little bit helps. It helps us keep making this monstrosity that we for some reason keep doing, because I like to do it, but it has lots of lulls. See you next time. Hope you have a great something, whatever it is.
Thanks for watching. Goodbye.